Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Mara Prose. Welcome to Prosy's Corner, a show all about promotional conversation, dream chasing, motivation, and all-encompassing inspiration. I am going solo today. Nikki couldn't be with us. So big shout out to her, wishing her good luck and plenty of sales. I hope her show is a success today. Let me get some reminders. I'm going to just kind of jump into the show because it's been a minute since I've been able to just catch up with my special guest today, and I don't want to take any time away from our conversation. I just want to remind our listeners that if you want to join the conversation, first call into the show at 656-383-0885, and then you need to text 346-917-0634. Let us know that you have a question or you just want to be a part of the conversation. I know that's a lot of numbers to remember, a lot of steps, but for the time being, it's our only workaround until Blog Talk upgrades their chat feature. So hopefully that's soon. Now on to the good stuff. So today's guest is another great friend of mine, one of my favorite authors. He was a guest in season one of our show many, many times. We made his book, Understanding a Man, our book selection of the month last year, and we'll be doing it again this year, so please stay tuned for that, especially for all our newcomers to the book club, because now not only are you able to purchase it on Amazon, but he has an Audible version of it too for those who like to listen to their books. He's an amazing writer, powerful speaker, businessman. Actually, let me just bring him in. Elam B. King, welcome to Prosy's Corner again. So happy that you're here.
Oh, well, who are we talking about here? Because I don't know that guy. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good,
it's
good,
been
good.
Too long. We used to.
What?
We used to
I think last
often.
Time we had Mr. Black Panther on last time, so that
yeah,
was like what?
It's been a minute.
So that would show
last
how long
April.
Ago it was, because it was. Whoa! Has it been that long?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, it has been that long. But
oh,
I do keep
goodness.
Up with you
well,
on Facebook, so I still know. You know, I keep tabs on you.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much just even invite me to this platform. Always a pleasure. So thank you so much.
So catch us up. What you been doing lately?
Oh man, I mostly was doing events throughout last year, different panel
mm-hmm.
discussions throughout the country. I mean, it's kind of, it was so much fun, especially certain places. When I did, what was that, Rockdale in Chicago, I got to drive down, like, you know, this highway where, like, there were windmills on both sides. Now, city boys, we don't get a chance to see stuff like that, but, man, that was cool, you know? So
mm-hmm.
little stuff like that, traveling to an event that I was doing, it was like a 45-minute drive, and I'm way off. And I didn't even know Illinois had country areas like that. I mean,
yeah.
outside, way outside of Chicago. But anyway, you know, little stuff like that, just Vegas, just a bunch of different places. Denver was a lot of fun in January. It snowed about 8 inches right when I landed. It was a true cold Denver experience. It was amazing. So that's some of the
Wow.
things. You spoke towards the audiobook that released March 1st. That was so much fun doing.
I bet.
Gave me a whole new respect for it too.
Yes, because I'm in the process of doing the same thing, and that's a whole conversation in itself. But yes, I do have a lot of appreciation for all the work that goes into. People just don't even understand. It's more than just sitting there. Yeah, it's a lot more.
And it was, and I think that that even depicts exactly how I guess this journey that I've been on for a couple of years of just walking in what I will call an assignment, to whereas I was on the phone with a friend of mine. I was traveling to Alabama, and it was the same time that some stuff had gone down in the news about John Gray, and I remember calling her and just saying, "Hey, what do you think about this?" Whatever case may be, and we were just kind of talking. And then she was just like, "Oh, well, yeah, I finished my audiobook." And I was like, "What? Well, when'd you do that?" And the conversation went from that to her giving me the connection. Chuck Everett, amazing guy, out here in Atlanta, has a studio in his home. So I went back and forth there, maybe about 6, 7. I'm thinking I can go there and knock it all out in one day. Man, I got humbled so
Right.
fast. Your voice be getting tired, And a good friend of
It
mine said, Yo, a good friend of mine said, "Yo, you kicked in somewhere around chapter 5." I was like, "Yeah," because I started getting a rhythm.
Right.
Chapter
Yeah,
1
it
through
takes a
5,
minute.
just roll with me, y'all, okay? For 5 on, I think that I'm in it. But I had to learn. It's a process, right? And so
It's a
my
process.
resource, I have been looking for how to get on Audible, and I was going to fly to Jersey and do it with my brother or whatever case we have him be the voices of the, of the people I interviewed, right? And then I was going to do my narration portion. Man, if I had tried to do that in 1 weekend, man, I would have killed myself. Oh my
I
goodness.
know. I
So
know.
yeah,
I
that
totally
resource
see.
showing up like that is really, once you take your step in towards your purpose, your resources start showing up. I had no idea that this person was going to call me. No idea.
That's great. And you
So
need
it's
that
just little stuff
extra.
like that has been a blessing along the way.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to listen to it on Audible. I've already read the book several times, and as I grow and meet more people, and that's such a popular topic. There's so many people out there. When am I going to find him? When am I going to find my mate? I just don't understand him. I don't understand where he's coming from. I'm like, you know what? My good friend Elam has a book. Here you go. So today, what are we talking about,
appreciate you.
Elam?
Huh?
Oh, I said, so today, what are we talking about?
So many topics. What I wanted to share today, because I'm actually going to a wedding later on today for my homegirl Joy, who will now be Joy Stokes, Joy Pearson. She's the one that came up with the
Congratulations,
joystick.
Joy.
Yeah, so she's getting married this afternoon. And I
Okay.
loved watching her journey and what she went on, and first of all working on herself, and then working counseling with her fiance, and now they boom, you know what I'm saying? And I think that one of the things I love, they got engaged like Christmas, and they're getting married now, not that long drawn out foolishness that when people are just really married to the marriage than the ceremony versus to the person. And we have divorce rate out here at 50% and 70% in the minority community, right? And so people are not recognizing the importance of counseling prior to you getting married. There's certain things that we don't, we look at, how they look, how they might be in bed, and do they have nice teeth and can have nice looking kids. And you didn't kill nobody. Okay, let's go. Let's go on and down this. Oh, you make a. Oh yeah, you make some money. Okay, let's go. And that's
Right.
not enough. And we need to stop thinking. And then just say, okay, well, we just gonna trust God. That's not even fair to God. God be looking like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. You have to do your due diligence. I don't have a problem with giving you your blessing, but make sure you do your due diligence. I mean, how many people right now that might be, I'll throw this challenge right now to anybody who's engaged. Have you been to counseling yet? Because if you haven't been to counseling, then I'm talking to you. How is it that you're going to, some people are like, well, we're going to do that at the end. So after you spend all this money.
Right.
And got all people on deck, ready to come to your event, then what if you figure out in counseling that this isn't going to work? Just because you go to counseling doesn't mean that, what if you identify something that's real? You know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I wasn't walking in my purpose when I first walked into this marriage. This is something that, you know, I had to realize down the road, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what if when we get to the table, right, you know, right when we go to counseling, me and Mara, okay, Mara, we're about to go to counseling right now. We get married next week, right? And I say to you, well, you know what? I want to be a fireman ultimately. And you're like, what? I want to be a fireman. I want to live in L.A. All your family is in Texas. But I'm like, yeah, I want to be a fireman. I want to live in L.A. That's what I want to do. Do you think we should get married?
Mm-mm.
See what I'm
no.
saying? I mean, where you live has a lot to do with, you know, walking in your purpose is really the first thing I want to say. You know, for people who are looking to, if you're engaged, whatever case may be, there's a couple of items that you need to look at, because if you don't, it will come. There's already challenges that are forthcoming in any marriage, period. Okay. But
exactly.
What you're going to do is you're going to stack those with some very, very, very important topics, you know, for purpose. You have to know what that person is really looking to do in life first, not, oh, I'm still trying to decide, because what if once they decide and a decision is in another state that you don't want to be in? Now what?
Yeah.
Now you got to quit doing whatever you're doing and wherever you're walking and shut that down for the other person. There's no honor in that. No,
mm-mm.
People need to stop saying stuff like, oh, well, you know, I wanted to really be a zoologist over here in Arkansas, but, you know, my husband, he got this position, and I just let everything go, and now I'm a housewife. God didn't make you to be a housewife. He didn't do that. Raising your kids,
that
comes with the territory. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, from like what we talked about last year, you know, we really stressed, you know, you finding your purpose, first of all. But then again, a lot of people, too, don't understand, okay, what is your purpose together as a couple? Where
exactly,
are you going?
There you go.
I know
exactly.
For me and my marriage, you know, we were so young. And even, you know, now it's like we're building a friendship, you know, and co-parenting well. And when we do talk about that, it was like I asked him, I said, when did we ever sit down and say, okay, what are our goals as a couple? Where are we going?
Yep.
When did we establish our foundation? We never did that, you know.
And
we just no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and see, something like that, that's the reason why when people say, you know, my better half. And, you know, two halves make hell. Okay, two holes make heaven. That's what I say. That's why you have to come whole. So now I can see, and I talk about this in chapter 4 of my book, you know, Do You See Me, right? When I say, I'm speaking to the ladies, and I'm saying, ladies, hey, look, take a look at what his world is, right?
Right.
That's AKA purpose, right? What he's walking in, what is he doing? Take a look and figure out, if you want to be with him, figure out how to insert yourself into that world, because that's his world. Don't think that his world is going to come over to your world first. No. You know what I'm saying? Hey, figure that out. And if this is what you're pursuing, like you want a mate, well, then take a look, because it's all about you. You have the right to be selfish right now and say, let me look at his world and believe it. Whatever you see, believe it. Now, can you fit in there? If you cannot, that means you don't fit inside of his purpose. So if he expands it, or whatever case it be, you got to sit in that forever.
Exactly.
That's not a good position to be in.
No.
So back out now, drop one or two tears. Yeah, maybe you gave it up too soon. Okay, that's fine. Back out now, okay? Another one is finances. You know what I'm saying? Finances is the number two reason for divorce. So if y'all don't get these finances together, people say it's not about the money. Those are lies, okay?
That's a lie.
Those are lies. It is about the money. Okay, so people need to stop saying that, you know.
Yeah.
What's love got to do with it is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you can love them all day, but if that money ain't right, like, see, number one is infidelity, number two is finances, number three is communication for the reason for divorce, right? So if these are the top three reasons for divorce, and infidelity and communication bounce back and forth between number one and number three, finances stays as number two. Like, it's not going anywhere. This will remain. You can rotate all the other ones in and out. Finances is the number two reason. So it's about the money.
It is.
Okay?
It is. That plays a
so
big,
let's look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I know. I just
yeah,
I was
so
agreeing with you. I was saying it plays a big, big part in it.
Yeah. You know, let's look at you know how it is with children. Particularly now, we have a lot more blended families, right? So
mm-hmm.
we have to really figure out, you know, in these blended families, that's a process. That's not just okay. Yeah, little Johnny is five, and y'all come as a package deal. Okay, Mara, I get that, but you have to be able to release little Johnny to me. So if I tap that booty, you know what I'm saying, and or put him on punishment or whatever, you ain't sitting over there saying, why are you whooping Johnny? You know what I'm saying? Why are you putting your hands on him, or why are you not saying it? But, hey, let's just be real. Sometimes somebody need a slap. If you get slapped in your mouth because you was popping off at the mouth or whatever, now you getting mad at me because I disciplined Johnny. And not
right.
saying that, you know, it's all about whoopings, but I'm just saying it could be put on punishment. I haven't whooped my kids in probably about, oh, Lord, about 8-9 years. I kind of backed up from that. But the punishment, you put them on punishment for a month. You wanted to be a week, but I wanted to be a month. Now
mm-hmm.
we mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you too soft.
The blended family, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already a lot of work when it's just one-on-one with that person. But then when you're talking
yeah.
about blending families, that
yeah.
right there gives
yeah.
me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I would have
yeah.
to work up to
I mean,
that.
Here's the thing. You know, when you have – I have couples that were really young – you know, they shook, you know, shaking and moving. When them kids come, life is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
All that to child, you know, y'all, woom, 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 and all that. Okay. When that baby get here and you got car seats, it ain't no fly real fast. No. Somebody got to lock this one in and tuck this one in and wrap this one up. It's a process just to get the baby in the car.
Right.
Let alone get to your destination. So now you got to relook at your time and how you guys do stuff, and you got to collaborate. And now she thinking he going to get the boy dressed, and he thinking she going to get the boy dressed. Everybody dressing the baby over there naked. You know what I'm saying? And y'all supposed to be there in like 15 minutes. Okay, that's not going to work.
Right.
You know, now y'all arguing about you should have done it, you should have done it. That's what I'm saying. So how are we going to do this children thing? All right, you know, lineage. This is something that people don't look at. Okay, and I want to share this piece correctly, because you have to be able to also, ladies and gentlemen, right? When you're looking at somebody, you have to look down their lineage and say
yeah.
to yourself, what pattern do you see? Because
mm-hmm.
whatever pattern you see, there is a high probability that it's coming into your household, and if it does, can you deal with that? See,
mm.
nobody told you that.
Right. That's
okay.
a good one.
Generational
mm-hmm.
curses are real.
Are real.
That's real. You can look down at it. It might be prison. It might be, because we can love to look at the good stuff, right? Oh, the daddy was
mm-hmm.
a lawyer, so the son was a lawyer, right? Okay, and then
mm-hmm.
he had a little son and a little, so the third is another lawyer, and they're just, okay. Oh, maybe everybody's, you know, right now we're starting to move into second to third generation people going to college. So my mom went to college, right? I went to college.
Right.
So now here come my kids going to college. So we're moving into third gen. So, oh, wow, everybody going to college. Oh, okay. Let's go to the other side. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's alcoholism in your family? Okay?
Mm.
Or substance abuse? What about mental health, period? Okay? It's real.
Sure.
Let's look down the history. Okay? What about the ability for people to even be married? How many
mm-hmm.
married people are in the family? Because if everybody's single with a gang of kids, guess what got passed down to the person that you're about to get married to?
Yes.
They've been taught that, hey, they don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're going to play like that. They're going to have the mentality of how their communication is going to be. Right?
Yeah,
so we have to look at all. We have to look at these other factors, you know, whether it's selfishness, whether it's poverty. Come on, you look down a little. Everybody broke. Everybody broke. Oh, right now somebody's listening, and all you gotta do is think for 10 minutes about everybody and be like, wait a minute, they broke. Well, they broke. Damn, everybody broke.
Yeah.
So what do
And
you
that's
think
one
was
thing
passed
my cousin
down?
said why he didn't want to get married is because he said he did not see a successful marriage in our family. He said all he saw is people getting divorced, at strife, and everything else. And he said, I don't even want to deal with it. So that's another thing. That mindset, you know, gets ingrained
in
that person.
Yeah, mindsets get passed down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he wasn't willing to break that.
Yeah, if everybody, if this, you know, every time somebody keep going to prison, you know what I'm saying, you know, everybody from the block, okay, that the block gets passed down. Please understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So did Joy
now look
come
at all
to you
that.
With specific questions, like before she was getting married, to get prepared?
I wasn't their counselor. They had somebody said, normally when it's like close friends, I normally don't, you know, unless we've been talking, you know, it goes by 50-50 for me. But, no, they had another person that they were working with. I mean, you know, it's all good. It's all love. So, because we do plenty of business together. So, yeah, that's – but people, you know, that is – that is a branch of what I do now. I also do relationship coaching and life coaching as well. So I do have some clients that you know, they have asked questions like that, and there's also some that had no idea of some things to think about that I shared with them. I mean, and the last one will be love language. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, such something so basic has torn up so many households of just you not understanding how this person wants to receive love, and instead of you understanding them, right, and you wanting them to more love you the way you want to be loved versus you wanting to give it back. Or you want to give it in a general way. There's a lot of women that were just taught, you know, just make it a sexual thing, right?
Right.
But meanwhile, dude is like, yeah, I'm good with the sex and all that, but I'm looking for quality time. And you busy because you want to be out here being great. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go be great. Just know that you and I are going to have a problem. Not that I'm intimidated by you. Not that I don't want you to be great. But I cannot take away the way I want to be loved. If I want quality time, that's what I want, and you cannot change that. So if you're going to get with me, yes, you could be a nice girl and cute and college educated or, you know, whatever, have a nice job or whatever case it be, drive a nice car, got your house, car, crib, and all this and that. But all that's nice, and those are great attributes. I'm glad you got. But if you cannot love me the way I want to be loved, you're out here being great, fine. You want to, let's just say I'm with somebody that speaking engagement. Now, Michelle's a teacher, so you know what I'm saying? But let's just say she flipped it. Let's say I was quality time person, and she's out here, speaking engagements, you know, and only home maybe a couple of days a month. Now, we getting money, but I'm not spending no time with you, which means that every time you leave, I feel like you're giving my love away because you're giving time to somebody else. I see that as love.
Yeah.
So if you start giving my love away, now here comes Sarah. It's not okay. But here comes Sarah spending a little bit of time here a bit and start dripping on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here lacking in an area. And this can happen for men or for women. I'm over here lacking in this area. And I don't even know how to deal with my feelings because I wasn't really taught how to deal with them when I was coming up. The average man is not taught about how to be in touch. We're taught about be four tough and, you know what I'm saying, don't cry like a what, girl. You know what I'm saying? Don't be what, sensitive. This is what we were taught. Now, you think that we're going to marry you and we're just going to unlearn that? No.
Right.
That's the reason why we're so bad at communication, because we weren't taught to communicate. So I don't even know how to get these feelings out. I love you, love our family, whatever, but then I'm not getting what I – so it's a survival mode. Love is you getting love is a survival technique.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to survive, when you're in the desert, hello, you'll drink your own pee to survive.
True.
So
true.
That's the reason why I want to share with people that before you get to the point of saying I do and getting married, make sure you look through some of these things. What is the purpose? What is your purpose? What is their purpose? How are you guys going to be with child rearing? You know what I'm saying? How are you going to be with finances? All right? Look down the lineage and then know the person's love language. These are basics. This has nothing to do with how good your sex is at all. It has nothing to do with how fine you are.
I think it's important for people to understand that until you finish lining all these things up and getting them aligned, then don't force it. And don't feel like you're in a rush, because it's imperative. If you want it to last and you want to, because like you say, that's only the beginning. The work is just starting, and you'll have so much more work that you're going to encounter. Get those things aligned and make sure that you're on the same page and, complementing each other.
Yep. And that's a great statement that you just made when you said complementing each other. And that's what people need to think about. The other person is a complement to you. They don't complete you. We need to stop some of these horrible, horrible cliches that we use, happy wife, happy life. No.
Oh,
that's
a
lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because happiness is so subjective until, come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how you are supposed to have enough happy inside of you when you meet me. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people, like, 75% of that happy should be yours. It should come from you. You know the reason why? Because that means at minimum, right, if I come along, and I can come along and probably complete about 30, maybe 25 to 30% if I'm acting on full cylinders all the time, right, which means that sometimes when I fall short in the marriage, right, you got a C, right? A 75 is a C. You still got enough happy, right? You know what I'm saying? You still pass. The marriage is still passing. Right? You're not looking for me to make you happy. I should not have to make you happy. That's your responsibility. My job is to complement the happy, so it's okay for you to say, okay, I'm at a 75. I want to be at an 80. And Elam, come on, let's rock with that. Now, I should work towards getting us to 80.
Exactly.
Okay? But, come on, people. Nobody should be taking you from zero. And if you're not walking in your purpose, then you need to sit all the way down, unengage yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put the dress on the rack and go figure out your purpose first, because it's not even fair to the other person.
No, it's not. And I repeat that so many times to so many people. It's not fair. And, there's always two sides to every story, and I just think people, they get, I want and stuff. But you have to understand, there's a whole other person, and they have wants and needs as well. And if you're talking about going into a partnership with this person, then there's going to be some of your wants that have to, go on the back burner for a while so that you can compromise. And a lot of people don't want that. It's like, I want this, I deserve this, I need that. I hate that word too. I deserve this. Okay, to me, that's being used wrong and being abused. I'm a good woman. I'm a good man. I need this. I need that or whatever else. And if you take it in the context that it's supposed to be in, then yes. But it's being used to me as ultimatums to people. And I think that's what is really just – that turns me off quickly. Okay, because we all feel like we're a good person. We all feel like what we deserve or whatever else. But when you're using that as threats – and I can do this, we'll move on then. So that's, you know what, we could go on and on. See how fast our conversations go. We have 2 minutes left of the show, Elam. See?
Okay.
Now
I'm
you have
sorry.
To come back about 5 or 6 more times. You know that?
I'm down. Yeah, but I mean, I think that this is an area that people just need to give a little bit more thought process into, because I think that this affects a lot of people's mental health as well. It affects our finances, and that's one of the biggest pieces of the reason why that I took this journey. A portion of it is because, we're always talking about when something happened in these streets. Oh, we need to band together and da da da. Okay, well, if in order to get these communities right, we got to get these families right. In order to get these families right, we got to get the people who started the organization, which is that man and that woman. We got to get them right. Which means that we got to get ourselves right first. It goes in that order. It's not, oh, let's go out here and march. Okay, after you march and you go back home and your household is toe up, what does it matter? You're going to turn around tomorrow and not operate. Yeah, you stood on the steps and marched and all that. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, the contribution that you're making back here on this earth is more negative than positive. And then your children are watching you.
That's right.
And then it becomes cyclical. So
amen,
that's why these conversations are important, whether it's 5 or 6 times or whatever,
Exactly. We have to drive the point home. So before we leave, Elam, let me thank you again for being here. It is always such a pleasure
Oh,
having you on
absolutely.
the show. But please, please, please share your social media information and tell everyone how they can get your book.
Okie dokie. Well, again, thank you so much, Mara, for just having me. And yeah, look forward to coming back doing part two or whatever. I mean, you know, anytime you need something. Also, I from an event perspective, I have an event in Orlando called Perspective. That's going to be on May 18th, so you can check it out on Eventbrite. In Orlando, myself and Kim McNair are co-hosting a panel of about six people. And so it's going to be absolutely amazing. JT, Marilee, Rod Z, also Mrs. Andrews as well. It's a bunch of different people. So, yeah, that's going to be great. And then on, let's see, June 2nd, I'm actually going to be here in Atlanta doing I'm hosting an event for one of the guys is actually in my book, Ryan Green. So it's called Passionpreneur. And then on June 18th, excuse me, June 23rd, I'll be there in Houston. So hopefully I will see you
You
in
will.
Houston at the Urban CEO Networks event. And so, of course, my book is available on Amazon and also on Audible or iTunes, just under Understanding a Man. And you can also visit my website, understandingaman.com. And let's see, you can find me on Instagram as Elam B. King, or on, I have a Facebook page of Understanding a Man, and also YouTube as well. Whew, that was a lot. Golly.
That was a lot. See, I'm telling you, and you're talking about who is that man? That's you.
Oh, goodness
And
gracious.
don't forget, ladies, and just for anybody, really, we will be having Elam's book as part of our book selection later this year. I've got to get with him and decide on the month or whatever else, but please, please, please plan to join us. We had such a good time last year discussing his book. It brought up a lot of conversation, and our book club has actually grown this time, Elam, and we have a lot of people who actually participate. You remember that was my big thorn in
Yeah.
my side, you know, you just sitting on the page and stuff. No, we have people who actually participate, engage in
Hey, and
that
by the way,
discussion.
coming this fall, Understanding a Woman.
No way. Oh, man. Okay,
Yeah.
that's going to be good. Okay,
This
well,
fall is going to be
definitely.
pretty dope. It's going to be one of two books that are going to get released. The second one I can't really talk about yet, but there is a movie attached to it coming out in September. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. That is great. I can't wait. So,
Yeah.
yes, just be prepared, everyone. Elam will be back on the show several more times because we have a lot more to discuss, and he has a lot of great things coming up, so we're very excited for him. But thank you again,
Yeah.
Elam. Enjoy the rest of your
Absolutely.
weekend. You know I'll be checking on you, and I look forward to when you come to Houston.
Yeah, we will talk.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the show. Once again, that's Elam B. King, Understanding a Man. Go out, get the book, get the Audible, be prepared for all his upcoming events. And then just really, really quick, be sure to visit www.marapros.blog this Monday for my new blog post, Exploring Mondays with Mara Pros. And then the biggest announcement is we are down to 13 days until the re-release of the Davenport's The Battle of Wills. Yay! So if you want to find out more details, you want to get notifications as soon as the book is available, the official book launch, and my tour dates that are coming up, please also go to marapros.blog or actually add me. I don't know if you can add me as a friend anymore. Go to my page, Author Mara Pros, on Facebook, and I have all my announcements there, or you can join the book club, Mara Pros Virtual Book Club on Facebook, and I regularly announce there. So have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us. Be blessed.